A group of very hard-working folk have been doing their best to draw attention to a very significant event, the first Allied submarine to penetrate the Dardanelles. Frank Owen is with the Submarine Institute of Australia and joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Owen.
G'day, Ross. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. An important chapter in your work unfolding tonight.
Indeed. We have the pre-release launch of the documentary that's been made about the all of the activities surrounding AE2.
Now, tell us a little bit about AE2.
Okay, well, when the Australian Navy was formed in 1911, it was actually the politicians, Alfred Deakin, who, against the advice of the Navy, said, no, we've got to have submarines because they're strategically important. And AE1, the British had a class of submarine called the E-class, and so AE1 and AE2, the A being the Australians, were acquired, and they arrived in Australia in 1914. AE1, war broke out, and AE1 was lost off Rabaul up in New Guinea with all hands. It's actually probably a mystery similar to the HMAS Sydney, which, of course, is in the news at the moment.
Indeed, yes.
And she's never been found. So who knows what next might be on the agenda. But AE2 went back to the Mediterranean. Her captain, Henry Stoker, was too excited. He said, we've got to be doing something. It's too quiet here in the Pacific. And he ended up out near Anzac Cove. And two or three submarines had already tried to get through the Dardanelles because they needed to cut off the supply lines for the Turks. And that all failed. The battleship had been sunk and the other two submarines had been sunk because of the minefields and the treacherous currents. And he said he felt he could do it. And on the very morning of Anzac Day, at 6 o'clock, he passed through the Dardanelles, scraping against minefield cables and stuff.
Wow.
And he got in. He fired a torpedo that very morning at a Turkish gunship. It didn't sink the ship.
Mm.
5 days later, they lost control in some of the very treacherous water conditions and was sighted by a shore battery, and the engine room was hit by shells as they got to the surface.
Look, I know you may be biased, Frank Owen, as Treasurer of the Submarine Institute of Australia, but would it be fair to say that this is a chapter of our war history that has not been given enough recognition?
Well, exactly right. And last year we got permission to use the word Anzac because we feel that AE2 was really part of the Anzac legend. And so we dubbed her the silent Anzac. And perhaps she could be called the forgotten Anzac because she played a major part in cutting these supply lines to the Turks in the Gallipoli campaign.
So you've got the launch tonight of the documentary, which will be screening on the ABC.
It'll be on the night before Anzac Day, on the 24th at 8:30 on ABC One.
And do you think that you've been able to piece together as accurately as possible? I mean, what have you relied on to get all the information about what actually happened?
Right, well, the crew all got off. So she wasn't a war grave or anything like that. Mm. They were all taken into custody. The captain, in fact, I've got a copy of his autobiography, Straws in the Wind. Everybody's very aware of actually what happened, but they didn't know where she was. And she wasn't until 1998 that her wreck was discovered. And in fact, last year we had a diving expedition with about 20 volunteers went over there and they dived on the submarine to find its condition. And they've discovered that she's in remarkably good shape. They actually got a camera inside the control room. And they were able to see that there's almost no corrosion inside, there's almost no growth.
And we'll see those pictures in the documentary?
You will indeed. Okay. It's brilliant. There's some brilliant work in there.
Well, good luck with it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It'll be on the ABC on Anzac Eve on the 24th of April. Good luck with it. Good luck with the launch tonight.
Thanks very much indeed, Russ.
Frank Owen, who is with the Submarine Institute of Australia, 26 past 7.